ready to take on the first day of my honeymoon. A 2-hour nap on the beach did nothing to shake off my jet lag, and by 8 p.m., as I was getting ready for a night out with Sienna, I had started to wonder what I had gotten myself into. We arrived at the resort's Japanese restaurant, and I silently reminded myself that I needed to eat, even though I was not very hungry at all. The last time I'd gone out drinking with Sienna without eating, Michael had to carry me up the stairs when I passed out face down on the floor in the kitchen. Hating that thoughts of Michael still uncontrollably filled my memory, I took a deep breath and pushed all thought of him out of my head, determined not to let him ruin our honeymoon even more than he already had. After we ordered, a pretty waitress wearing a traditional red kimono delivered us drinks served in coconuts with cute little purple umbrellas. "Thank you, but we didn't order those," I said as she started to put the drinks in front of us. The waitress smiled at me and silently pointed to the other end of the restaurant, where I saw a table of a dozen men, one of which was holding up a drink and smiling. Sienna smiled and took one of the drinks and held it up, offering cheers back to the smiling man. Even though he was across the room, I could see he was handsome and had a damn sexy smile. My eyes scanned the table he was sitting at, and I almost gasped at what I took in. Damn, they were all handsome, one better looking than the next. They looked like they could have been traveling for a rugby tournament, or a Calvin Klein underwear photo shoot, perhaps. I was grateful for my tan skin at that moment, so no one would see me blush. Sienna clinked her glass to mine and said loud enough for the table next to us to hear, "Remember, we should do lots of fucking on our honeymoon, baby." I choked on my drink before we laughed together like we were back in the third grade. Our dinner was just being served when I saw the boys' club began to make their way out of the restaurant. Apparently, I wasn't the only one to notice their departure. They seemed to have the attention of half the restaurant. They were rowdy, handsome, and drinking a lot. The smiling man that had sent over our drinks stopped by our table with two of his friends on their way out. "I hope you ladies are coming down to the bonfire tonight that the resort is throwing." His dimpled smile made his face even more handsome. "We are." Sienna raised her eyebrows and smiled up at the man. "And thank you for the drinks. They were delicious." Her response was more of a purr than a statement. I had forgotten how good at flirting she was. It was second nature to her. She had the ability to make anything sound teasing. I was pretty sure she could ask a man walking by for the time, and he would think she wanted to sleep with him.
"You're very welcome. You know, this may sound like a bad pickup line, but you look so familiar."
His brows creased, and I could see the wheels in motion as he tried to place her face. Sienna raised one eyebrow provocatively.
"Maybe we can figure out where you know me from at the bonfire later."
"Sounds like a good plan to me."
He smiled, and I watched his eyes slowly drift over Sienna. But his attention was quickly called away by the rest of the boys' club that were making a ruckus near the door.
"I better go before the jackasses get themselves kicked out. I'll be looking for you ladies later."
After Sienna's brief time as the lead singer of No Worries, people always thought she looked familiar. 5 years ago, the band had a number one hit. Then they broke up due to fighting between the members before a follow-up album could be released to cement their fame. Apparently, the guitarist had been sleeping with the drummer's wife, and they couldn't get past it. Unfortunately, the group became somewhat of a one-hit wonder, but people still vaguely remembered Sienna's face. She really wasn't the type of woman that people forgot easily. Sienna and I had played together in an all-girl band in Boston for 3 years. We did a lot of local shows and had a pretty good following. It didn't earn us enough money to survive, but we loved doing it, and it worked for us for a while. By the time we decided to go our separate ways, I had already met Michael and started pursuing a degree in music, slowly growing content with my life. Sienna hadn't given up on our dream of being rock stars, so we parted friends when she took off for New York at 21 to join No Worries as the lead singer. After that, we talked on the phone twice a week, and I went to New York to visit her on most